From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. This week, the world's eyes are on Lima, Peru, where the UN is holding an important climate change conference. But as WLRN digital editor Maria Muriel tells us, Peru is back in the global spotlight for a host of reasons, and this time it's a celebration.
Superstar chef Gaston Acurio is a trendsetter. For the past 4 years, Acurio's flagship restaurant in Lima, Peru, called Astrid y Gaston, has made the San Pellegrino World's 50 Best Restaurants list. His fusion of traditional Peruvian foods and French cooking techniques has earned him fame on gastronomy's global stage. And it's helped put Peruvian cuisine on the map, especially in South Florida.
In the last 10 years, we passed maybe from 10 restaurants to more than 200 Peruvian restaurants all over Miami.
This year's report of top culinary trends by the U.S. National Restaurant Association ranked Peruvian cuisine as positively hot among restaurateurs, especially popular as its staple, the Andean grain called quinoa. Quinoa was considered sacred by the ancient Incas. Its modern revival is part of a larger rediscovery of and a newfound admiration for Peru's ancient indigenous roots, for the simple fact of being Peruano. From food to fashion, music to architecture, enterprising Peruvians like Acurio are taking this fascination full swing. That's true both at home and in expat communities like Miami. Acurio recently opened his first Florida restaurant, La Mar, at Miami's Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
And you forget that we have a 7,000 years history of heritage and culture and design in architecture, in everything, no?
At this year's Miami Fashion Week, an Inca-inspired Peruvian designer named Chiara Machiavello captivated the crowds. And in cities as far-flung as New York and San Francisco, spiritual groups have invited a Peruvian therapist named Elba Bravo to conduct workshops. Speaking by phone from Lima, Bravo said her aim is to help people get in touch with their Andean souls.
I show people the Andean archetypes of men and women. They are in our collective ancestral memory.
That memory, however, was all but cut off in the late 20th century. In the 1980s and 90s, Peru was terrorized by the Maoist guerrillas of the Shining Path. Because they claimed to represent indigenous peasants, Peru's Inca heritage lost much of its luster to locals. Combined with the dark criminal scandals of Alberto Fujimori, Peru's president then, that was not a time when Peruvians could embrace their identity, according to Gaston Acurio.
We were wrong. We were afraid.
But those days are past. And the Peruvian, Andean, Inca ethnicity is cool again. Bacán in Peruvian Spanish. That's especially true now that Peru is one of Latin America's economic powerhouses. Miami's trade with the country has doubled since 2010.
So this new generation that's coming, about 18 to 25 years old, they're proud to be Peruvian, and they want to be global at the same time. They don't want ideologies. They have dreams for themselves, but for their country too.
Elba Bravo, the therapist, says this generation is also less racist, and that more indigenous Peruvians today are part of the middle class.
We are much prouder of our races, our facial features, our surnames.
Peru's Return to Roots movement has become so much a part of life there, it's received one of the highest compliments, satire. A Lima-based Facebook page called Humus of Barranco pokes fun at trendy Lima hipsters and posts photos of them. One is a dread-headed young woman peeling an Andean bean. "I don't know how to cook," the fake caption says. "But I'm traveling on the spaceship Pacha, the Inca word for Mother Earth." But food is at the heart of the craze. Award-winning Peruvian chef Javier Flores and his wife Marita Astete run the Miami restaurant chain Aromas del Perú. Flores turns traditional Peruvian dishes into his own fusion cuisine, like his passion fruit version of the seafood cocktail called ceviche. But he says what matters most is that the food is Peruvian. And being proud of that again is the best trend there is. I'm Maria Muriel in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.